Now, Tuesday's Constitutional Court decision came as quite a surprise to many people, not least constitutional lawyers who questioned the court's right to postpone elections. Earlier today, I spoke to Charles University's Jan Kudrna, an expert on the Constitution and one of the most vociferous critics of the move. I asked him first whether he thought the Constitutional Court had exceeded its mandate.
In my opinion, the current situation is absolutely clear, because the Constitutional Court exceeded its mandate. Its task is to control if the laws and other laws are acts are harmonized with the Constitution and its amendments. And now the Constitutional Court says that the constitutional amendment, that is in fact part of the Constitution, breaks the Constitution. So we are now in illogical situation, as the Court wants to influence the Constitution itself, and nonetheless the Constitution should be a binding frame for the Court.
Surely the Czech Constitution was originally conceived to stop situations such as this from arising, but it seems like exactly the opposite has taken place, and the Constitution has, in theory, actually created a situation like this.
The situation from the legal point of view is rather more complicated. The Constitution itself, as any other law, cannot predict such illogical decision. Anyway, the yesterday decision of the court doesn't mean the need to stop the preparation of the elections, because it says nothing about it.
And what can be done, do you think, to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again? Is this a time for us to be thinking about changing the Czech Constitution itself?
In my opinion, there is a time to think about redefinition position of the Constitutional Court. To be clear, I do not talk about abolishing of the court, but about strong and clear definition what the court may and may not to do in certain areas. I am afraid nobody is able to predict what the Constitutional Court wants to do now and what the decision can be in the future, because now we are out of the Constitution, out of the act of Constitutional Court. And now there is a time to ask such questions to the Constitutional Court, to the judges, and to the chairman of the Constitutional Court.
That was constitutional expert Jan Kudrna from Charles.